2016 saw a report into the Equalities Act and the government's implementation and enforcement. The findings showed a failure in the duty of care around enforcement, and there have been more committee meetings recently looking into the findings, if there have been any changes. Now, we have with us Baroness Deitch, who was on the committee. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Ruth, this was a Lords committee. You've been talking to some people within the government and Whitehall. Originally, though, the findings saw a failure in the duty of care. Was this all around enforcement?
Not just enforcement. I chaired this committee 5 years ago, and we were all dismayed to discover, after 1 year of really intensive study, that not only were provisions not being enforced, but some people were ignorant of them, some people couldn't afford to enforce them, and perhaps even more shockingly, some of the provisions of the Equality Act had never been brought into force. In other words, the government had passed the law in 2010, but held back the actual bringing into force, so that people were deceived into thinking that the law was okay, when actually it wasn't. In fact, some of our disabled witnesses told us that they thought the situation was better when there was a specific Disability Discrimination Act, and that once the Equality Act was passed, the rights of disabled people were thrown into the pot, along with the rights of people of different genders, nationalities, ethnicities, and so on. So disabled people didn't get the specific attention that they were used to. That came across very strongly. That was one of the weaknesses that we found. And what we've been trying to do in the most recent meeting is to make sure that bodies like, for example, the Equalities and Human Rights Commission, and the government, of course, take the rights and needs of disabled people just as seriously as they do the rights of all the other so-called protected characteristic minority people.
Did people feel that the laws had been somewhat diluted then by blending them in with the other equalities laws?
Well, perhaps not exactly diluted, but the focus was lost. I mean, one of the outstanding examples was and is still transport, taxis. I'm sure any disabled person you talk to will tell you how much they need to rely on taxi transport. And yet, even after a decade, some of the provisions about making all taxis accessible to disabled people have not been brought into force. Or, for example, helping people off trains, making sure that buses announce what stop they're coming to, or put it up in illuminated figures so that people can see and hear what stop they're coming to. That's pretty good in London. It's not so good outside of London. And the situation doesn't seem to have improved that much over the last 5 years.
The report, as we say, was in 2016. You've been on the committee up in the House of Lords looking at this, questioning again to see what improvements have been made. Have there been improvements that have come from the initial questions?
First of all, I want to point out that all of us who've been involved are determined that this particular report that we issued in 2016 should not, like so many other reports, sit on a shelf and gather dust. So we were going back to it with the government after 5 years to see if things had improved. And most of our witnesses said no, things had not improved. In fact, they even indicated that things had gone backwards, in part due to COVID. And it turns out that in all the measures and precautions that have been taken in relation to COVID, the rights and needs of disabled people have not been at the forefront of people's thinking. So that was part of the problem. But we discovered, as I mentioned before, that the laws about taxis and transport, the laws about altering common premises, that's allowing tenants to put in, for example, staircases and lifts that they may need at their own expense, that law hasn't been brought into force. We found, and it's very topical this week, that sports stadia have not been adjusted as they should be. to accommodate fans in wheelchairs and other disabled fans. I mean, there's no excuse for that. So many of these clubs are very well off. So sports stadia, apparently not much improvement. Transport, as I said, and just general focus and having empathy with disabled people, especially in this time of COVID. So we called in the government ministers, three of them, and we told them this situation. And they said they were taking it seriously. They said that employment opportunities for disabled people had improved. But I think we have made it very plain to them that there is much, much more that needs to be done by way of guidance. Guidance to employers and local authorities about how they should be treating disabled people and disabled people's opportunities. We need much more gathering of data as well, because anecdotally, many disabled people tell us that they can't afford to go to court to enforce their rights because they might end up with a huge bill for legal costs. And we need to know just how many cases that might be. We'd also like to see a change so that disabled people can bring a class action, all of them grouped together, for example, to complain about, let's say, a football ground, rather than leaving it to one individual disabled person. So there's lots more to be done, and we're going to keep on nagging at it.
Really, in all aspects of life, there seems to be some failures. Now, this report, the findings will be published, I think, in September. Where do you see it going after that? Because you said you're determined this will not lie on a shelf.
It will be debated in the House of Lords. After that, we will keep on pressing ministers and, if need be, meet again. And the publicity, like, for example, you are giving, is very important. And the other thing I want to say is this is not just a question of facilities for disabled people. In society generally, we're all living much longer. But unless you're extremely lucky and blessed with very good genes, nearly all of us will spend our final years with a disability of sight, of hearing, of mobility. So it means that all facilities, all new buildings, hospitals, places of entertainment and so on, they should all be mindful of the needs of disabled people and older people who need step-free access, who need to see and hear things and so on. So it's a general problem and indeed a growing problem. It's not just a niche problem.
Baroness Deitch, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.